And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's go to WA.
Okay.
Okay. We love stories out of WA. Because there's just something in the water.
There is.
Radiation a lot of the time.
And $10 coffees.
Yeah. Well, this is just weird. There's two very weird stories that have come out of Perth.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we need to discuss.
You're not about to do a deep dive on the fact that I think their opposition leader is about to get flipped.
No.
No. Okay, thank God.
No. It's way more exciting than that.
Cool.
So they've lost this radioactive material. Don't do that with your eyes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let me start with this one. This is the sexy one.
Okay.
And then we'll move to the science one. Do you want science or sexy first?
Start with science.
Okay.
Bring it home strong with
Okay, bring it
sexy.
Home with sexy. Okay. Someone was doing a 1,400 k journey.
Okay.
In the West Australian outback. And on that truck, there was a radioactive capsule.
Yes.
Right? Smaller than a 10-cent piece.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why that they were using a whole truck to transport it, but you need to be like a registered hazardous driver.
Yeah.
You need to have a specific...
There's a few registered hazardous drivers out there.
No, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And in 2023, me explaining things is not going to get better. Just
okay,
let you know.
Yeah.
You're going to get much more of the same. You need to be like an expert in the field and you need to have a specific truck, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right, it's radioactive material.
Yeah.
Okay? It will hurt you.
It's a full truck to transport this little capsule that's the size of a 10-cent coin. Got you.
They're calling it a 1-in-100-year event because it's fallen off the truck and they've lost it.
Why didn't they strap it down?
Exactly! Okay, so it's tiny and it's in a little case. It's in a little case. Don't you think? I'm no scientist, but I would be like, hey, let's put this little case into a much bigger case. So that if something goes wrong,
we can find
and it. Let's put a beacon on it or something, right?
GPS, yeah.
They reckon that it's fallen off this back of the truck. And as they're going from mine to depot, right?
With this
stuff on board. And
yeah,
they're like, we have no idea where it is. And they're using radioactive drones and everything and they can't find it. And they're like, if someone's picked it up, you'll notice because your hand will start burning.
Oh, my God.
It's like, don't pick it up. If you see it, it's not like, oh, radioactive man, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. No, you will know.
I didn't realise it was a Western Australian mining company that was involved. I imagine they'll just start blowing up sort of sacred indigenous sites to try and find it again.
Well, they'll throw money at the problem. And maybe that's what's happened with the sexy story.
Okay.
Okay, the second sexy story.
Sure.
People were just driving around in Perth on Saturday and money just started flying out of someone's car onto the highway.
Okay.
People were pulling over and grabbing money. One guy got $10,000 and the police were like, well, you know.
Why have you got a car full of money?
What are we going to... we can ask people to come forward with it, but... Mm. There you go. So they're like, it was literally like a Hollywood movie where people are like, grabbing notes from everywhere. Yeah. That's what it was like.
Okay.
$10,000.
These people are going to die.
On the highway.
There's definitely something going on with that money. You don't just lose money like that and be like, oh, well, that's a shame.
Maybe the mining company, they've done that to get us to look away from the lost radiation capsule. Look here, guys. Here's money.
Put the money in a big capsule, didn't they? Bloody hell.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Here for the first time, Bonza Airlines, right, they are the new, they've been coming for a long time. They were due to sort of start flying sort of third quarter last year.
Yeah.
And they had to push it back. For a long time, they only had one plane. They've sorted that out. So it's been a road for the Bonza guys.
Do the planes work? Because, you know, Qantas are the top of the top and they've been having some problems.
Well, haven't they just?
So it's like, you know, just want to make sure everything's okay.
Mm. So the cool thing is that Bonza are going to start flying very, very soon. 12 destinations, 15 routes, and it's all out of the sunny coast.
Okay.
Essentially.
Yeah.
But they're going to a whole heap of places that sort of are not your... Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth kind of situation. They got Sunny Coast, Albury, Avalon, Cairns, Coffs Harbour, Mackay, Mildura, Newcastle, Port Macquarie, Rockhampton, Townsville, and Whitsunday Coast.
The regional lovers.
Yeah. But the important thing is Avalon's in there, right?
Yeah.
So that means, essentially, we can kind of get pretty much, well, actually, I think we can just get to the Sunny Coast. I think they just do the routes. I don't think you can go, like, Avalon to Coffs Harbour.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. So, but you could go Avalon to Sunny Coast to Coffs Harbour.
Yeah, you could if you want.
And if the flights are that good.
That cheap.
I mean, so, why not?
Yeah, so good point. Beautifully handled by you. Anyway, so the good news is that the flights are starting and I've got an engagement party on the Sunny Coast coming up in April.
Okay.
So I've thought, oh yeah, let's have a quick look. Let's jump on. Now there's an app and the only way you can book Bonza flights is with the Bonza app. So I've just downloaded it then.
I hate when they force you into one area. That's okay. All right, I'm open to it.
So they've got a flight every second day out of Avalon as it stands.
Yeah.
So when I want to go towards the end of April, it's $129 per customer.
Okay.
But that's for flight only.
Do you and get a seat with that?
The other option. For $154.20.
Yeah.
Which is now getting into that territory of more than I would pay if I was to do Jetstar to Brisbane and then we rent a car or whatever. For $154.20 per customer, so that's myself, Kalia, Indy.
Yeah.
Goldie's still under two, so she will sit on a seat.
Freebies.
Or on a lap, rather. You get flight plus bag plus seat. Right?
Okay.
So we get on the plane.
Yeah.
We get somewhere to sit and we can take a carry-on bag.
Now, look, it might be that you're choosing your seat or it could be like those military-style planes where you just strap yourself in on the side of the plane, you just stand up for 3 hours.
And the back is open. The back is open.
How cheap do you want it, mate?
Tie your child to your chest and you'll be fine. I reckon I might just have a look at what else is out there, to be honest with you. But if you guys fly Bonza, please let us know how you go.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You asked what I got up to on that small break that I had. A rather nice break, I must admit. It was great fun. Had a wonderful time with the family. And we did sneak off down the beach for a little while, down at Aries Inlet. It was a bit of a mixed bag of great fun. A couple of scary little moments. I mean, I did end up in the emergency department.
What?
For what? A suspected heart attack. But
pardon?
Lingy?
Me?
You didn't tell us.
What are you talking about?
I didn't mention that the other day.
No.
What do you mean? Are you okay?
Did you have a panic attack, mate, and think you were
dying? No, I didn't have a panic attack.
That's okay if you did. What happened?
But, oh, no, that's right. You two forgot to message me about it and show any compassion whatsoever.
Because you're not on the internet. How would we know?
Dodsy didn't message us and tell us that you were in hospital. What happened?
I can't believe I forgot to mention that. It's so good seeing both your faces right now because I knew I wanted to drop that one on you.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, give us some more information.
Yes. No, I had one night just lying on the couch at evening and hadn't had a big night. Don't go straight to the mind of, like, it's the day after New Year's Eve or anything like that. The heart was a little bit off. Fluttery.
How many packets of barbecue shapes were you?
Were you in the spa at this point? Or
living a completely healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, sure.
And I was actually lying on the couch watching Jed dance to these songs that were playing.
Yeah.
And it was so priceless.
Yeah.
And something was going on. Something wasn't quite right for the serious part of it. But I kept thinking to myself, well, man, I can't have a heart attack here. Because Jed will never dance again.
Oh my God, he wouldn't either. Would
no.
But then he'd write a memoir.
Yeah.
I can never dance again.
Just a tear-stained memoir.
Yeah.
But it got to the point where it wasn't going away and I quickly pulled Dodsy aside. I said, oh, hey, something's not right. Let's drive into the hospital and just get checked out. And I'm glad I did because it was something. It was it's called atrial fibrillation. For those out there who've had it, it's like an irregular heartbeat. It's sort of all over the shop and can catch your breath a little bit.
Yeah.
And they had to, they tried a few things, but then they basically just had to shock it back into rhythm.
What?
And once they get it back into rhythm, though, this is the cool thing. They're like, oh, you're good to go. Like, just go be normal.
Oh, my God.
So were you awake during the shock?
No, they put me under to sleep.
Well, sorry. Tom's looking at me like, that's a stupid question, but also I kind of want to know as well.
Right? Yeah.
So once, when they did, and it was hard, Dodsy was sitting there and she said, oh, do I just stay here? And the doctor gave her that look of like, you're probably best to leave the room.
Yeah. Oh,
you don't want to watch this. Left.
Oh.
And then I was just, I woke up and I was fine. And they're like, oh, your heart, look, I was hooked up to the machine, the ECG, where you see your heart rate and all that sort of thing. And it was all back to normal.
You got defibbed on the holidays and didn't tell us. I cannot believe that.
Do you know what? And you, this is how well you two have taught me. As soon as it's all happened and it's all good, I've just said to Dodgy, oh, this is going to be amazing content for Tom and Loggy. They're going to love this.
Yes.
Incredible. Sorry, just before we wrap it up, I'd say for what were you feeling? If so, just for someone who might be sitting on the couch and feels not quite right and...
So the serious message behind this is don't stuff around like I did. I sat on the couch for about 45 minutes convincing myself, oh, should I, shouldn't I? Just go in there, get checked out.
Yeah.
Do the heart. It was like this, almost like a butterfly in the chest, like a fluttery. And then it had sort of not beat for a beat or two, but then it had beat like flat out for a little bit and sort of all like really irregular and obvious. And each time it fluttered, it would I'd just catch my breath. And I just like, what was that? And it kept going and going. And sort of 45 minutes later, it was still doing it. And I should have gone in 5 minutes into it happening. Mm. But like being an idiot trying to say, oh, I'll be right. And we went in and it was something and it needed attention.
Did it make you anxious as well? Which kind of, because when you can't breathe, you know, you're like, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
You know, it was.
We were down the coast at this stage and I was thinking, gee, what's the time for an ambulance to get here if it really something? And all of that was starting to worry me, which probably only exacerbated it. So it was, it was a scary little experience. But the cool thing was I learned a little bit more about it, what potentially causes it, that sort of thing, around hydration and these types of things. And hopefully I'm better for it.
All right, you're both off the coffee this year. No coffee for either of you. Jesus Christ. Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold. Okay, I tried to tell this story about, 15 minutes ago now, but we ran out of time, / nobody cared.
Loggy gave you the wind-up.
She did. Did it me.
Yeah.
All right, so you're both in successful long-term relationships that are going strong and don't seem like they'll be wrapping up anytime soon. That's great.
Yes, as far as I'm aware.
Dodsy may differ. argue that one, but anyway.
From this side of the fence, everything. If you could just stay out of hospital, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thanks, Lingy. Off the defib, that'd be great. If you missed that story, make sure you check out the podcast today because holy moly,
it's
much better than what I'm about to hit you with now. So I just thought I'd run this past you because, you know, every relationship is different. Every couple have their groove that they get into, especially when you cohabitate and you live together and you sort of, you know, you live your lives in the way that sort of suits you as a couple and you as individuals, right?
Yeah.
So what you do in your spare time is very different, Loggy. What I do.
You wouldn't know.
I know, and let's keep it that way. Thank you. Get a screen on your shower wall, for Christ's sake.
Don't have to clean it. It's so good.
You're an animal. So there's something's changed in the dynamic between Carly and I at home recently, and I just want to run it past the two of you and see if it's anything that I should be concerned about or I'm overthinking it.
Okay.
Or maybe I'm not. Maybe just, like, move on with my life.
Yeah.
Okay. So ever since we got together, we've used the same toothpaste.
Oh, didn't know where that was going.
I'm kind of glad you didn't say toothbrush, by the way.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Wouldn't put it past you.
No, if you want to talk about sharing a toothbrush.
It's the electric handle, different heads. Okay?
This one, we're so in love. We don't need two
toothbrush handles. Two! Anyway, sorry, Tom.
So
same toothpaste.
So she recently... I got my teeth whitened because the thing's got a little bit sensitive for a little bit.
couldn't breathe in air.
I could breathe. It just was agony.
Yeah. Why is air so cold?
So, why does it taste like I'm eating alpha oil? So she bought me some of that Sensodyne sensitive toothpaste, right? So yeah. I'm obviously not going to throw it away so I'm using it, right? Yeah. And in the meantime, she went off and bought herself some like charcoal toothpaste, which, I mean, sounds awful.
Yeah.
It looks awful when she's brushing her teeth. Yeah. What's in your mouth, mate? Dirt?
Chewing tobacco.
Yeah. So it's just sort of gone in that direction. And I don't know if we'll ever reunite and go back to using the same toothpaste. Mm-hmm. Is this a
Do you want to give the feedback or me?
Oh, go for it. Go for it, Lingy. The floor's open.
Just move on. It doesn't
from
matter.
The relationship?
No.
Oh. I was going to say, I'm not on board with that.
Yeah.
You're overthinking it.
Okay.
I think it's annoying. Okay, I need to ask a follow-up question.
Okay.
What is your toothpaste and toothbrush setup at your house?
Well, it's always been the one cup, but the girls now both have toothbrushes, and Kalia's is obviously the electric toothbrush that's standing next to the cup, and then there's the girls' toothpaste, and then there's Kalia's toothpaste in there. And there's not enough, and my toothbrush in there, but there's not enough room for my toothpaste.
Yeah, so you need to get over it and start using the charcoal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was just going to say, just use your Sensodyne. Kalia can use the charcoal and move on.
No, there's not enough room for two.
No.
Just use the same one.
I mean, and then when we travel, what do? Take two toothpaste? I mean, that's insanity. You can't. Who's got enough baggage for that?
No, you're not doing that.
I'm flying Bonza.
I will also say I have just recently enforced a one toothpaste rule at our house.
Oh, really? Oh.
Just this morning.
Okay.
You can have two toothpaste.
No, you can't, Lingy.
Yes.
Oh, I've struck a nerve.
Ridiculous.
That's like that time I got my teeth whitened.
KROQ.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Late last year, I'm going to try and say this as quickly and as legible in the audio format as possible. Wow.
Bad start.
Your English teacher is yelling at you now.
Succinctly as possible. Go.
Thank you. Now, I got a message from the iconic, famous shopping place, and they said, hey, Lauren, we received a box with your name on it, and it's got a RoboVac in there, and we don't know what this is. We don't know why it was sent to the fulfillment center of ours, so give us your address, we're going to send it back. I was like, scam. Turned out not a scam, and then I discussed it with you, and you're like, oh, my God, it's a free RoboVac. Just say yes. You know, maybe this is the universe being like, hey, Loggy, good stuff. Here's a free RoboVac.
Are you just saying RoboVac so people know what you're talking about? Or is it a RoboVac brand?
Oh, no. It wasn't a RoboVac brand. It was one of those other RoboVac.
Okay, cool.
But
okay.
A RoboVac is the easiest way to start. Cool.
The little vacuums that go around the floor, they run their own show and they clean it and they go and hide in the corner.
Okay, anyway, I got this box delivered to me. And it looked like, if you've ever seen Ace Ventura, right at the start of Ace Ventura, he's pretending that he is a courier and he kicks a box around.
Oh, right? Yeah.
That's what it rocked up looking like at my house.
Really?
And it also smelled of darts. So I was like, what is this about? So I opened it up, not knowing what to expect. I actually felt like, and the guy's like, I need to take a picture of you holding it. And I'm like, this
what?
Is I'm scared. Anyway, open it up. There's RoboVac in there.
Yeah.
But it has been just thrown in and it is definitely, it said fragile on it, but it was definitely not taken care of.
Yeah.
So any protective stuff that was in there, which was minimal, was kind of shredded and not really doing its job.
What?
You could also see that it had been used. Now, inside
a used RoboVac.
Inside the box was also a poorly printed out invoice that showed some information from eBay. It had a woman's name on it.
Yeah.
I went to the eBay store.
Yeah.
Could not get in contact with the eBay seller. However, I could get in contact with the eBay buyer.
Yeah.
Her name is Karen.
The real
she
buyer.
Lives
Karen, no.
In Port Augusta.
Yeah,
in
right.
South Australia.
Well, easy to confuse.
I said, hi, Karen, I'm Lauren. This is really odd, but by any chance, did you order a vacuum from eBay recently? She wrote back, yes. And I said, are you still waiting for that or is it lost? And she's like, can I ask why you're asking? Anyway, turns out Karen had organised to buy this vacuum from eBay. Australia Post then said, we lost it. The seller said, well, I did the right thing. They gave me the wrong tracking number. Can't find it. It's just gone forever.
Yeah.
And then Loggy came around. And Loggy's like, you know what, Karen? I'm going to get this vacuum back to you. Don't you worry about it.
You returned it to its rightful home.
Well, she said, I'm going to speak to Australia Post. They weren't helping her or whatever. And I said, okay, what do you want to do? So I kept it for a couple of weeks and then...
Gave it a good run around the house.
No, I didn't. Did you use it?
I didn't. Do you know why? Because I'm real funny with like stuff that's like... It smelled like darts. I was like, I don't really want it. Anyway, so... And I said to her, hey, FYI, it smells like darts. And the packaging is not great. I sent her photos, whatever. Went to Australia Post.
Yeah.
They then said... Because Australia Post in South Australia said, tell her to send it, but you pay for it upon receiving it, right? I went to Australia Post down here across the road. They're like, we don't do that anymore. That's like from the 1950s. We don't do like payment. And I'm like, oh, God. And I said, you know what? How much is it going to cost? They're like $40 or something. I said, do you know what? Just do it. Just do it. And I'll say to her, and then the post lady was like, no, you don't want to do that for her. You don't even know this person. I'm like, you know what? I don't even care anymore. I just want this out of my life. So I paid for it and I sent it to Karen. I said, look, postage is going to be this much. She's like, that's fine. I'll pay for it. She paid me. And then she said, by the way, add an extra $20 on it because I want you to buy yourself something special. And I said, no, mate. And she said, yes, please. And I said, no, just pay it forward. Yeah. And then I got a message a couple of weeks ago. She's got it. Everything in the world is good again.
Oh, well done.
And my favourite part of that whole story, if you know South Australia at all, it's such a Port Augusta thing for the lady to go, $20, buy yourself something nice.
Oh, really?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy is going to be a good year, guys.
It is.
We are going to have lots of fun and we'd love you to join us. We've got lots of stuff to give away. So we need you sort of to get involved with the show over the next probably 10, 15 minutes, including a double pass for you to go join the Southern Ocean Environment Link and Sea All Dolphin Swims team for a 90-minute snorkel experience this Saturday, the 4th of February. They go just off Queenscliff. So that's an experience.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you go snorkeling at Pope's Eye, which is ironic because I quite often...
No.
Oh, you too.
It's ironic because we're also giving away a double pass to see Magic Mike.
Yeah.
I traditionally try and keep my snorkel away from Pope's Eye, to be honest.
You get into a lot of trouble. Pope's Eye. Speaking of Magic Mike, he's taking his clothes off again and you can go there to the movie preview.
Well, you've heard of The Last Chance. Yeah, this is his last dance.
The Pope's Eye.
So just the takeaways from that is if you want to go snorkeling off Queenscliff or if you want to go and see Magic Mike, we can help you out. But you need to help us out as well, okay?
I just want you to know, Tom, as the boss, that I just went to say something. I've gone backwards.
I appreciate
it. And I just want to let you know, as the boss, I just left the room for a little while and just came back. Okay. So it's good. Well, what have you been talking about?
Did you feel like a scrunch in your Pope's Eye? You're just a little bit nervous.
That was me.
It's good to be back. All right. Seriously, though, we need to chat about something. Tom,
yes.
Someone has sent us some concerning information.
That's right. We've heard things and they're not great, Lingy, and you're involved?
Yeah.
You need a moment. You just need a couple of minutes.
Should we play some ads? No. Okay.
We're right.
Okay. So here's the situation. You know you have two families. You've got your real family, you know, Dodsy and the boys.
Yep.
And then you've got your secret family, which is not particularly secret because you plastered all over billboards around Oakdean.
Yeah.
Yes.
In Ocean Grove. Yeah.
Mm.
They're not really your kids. Well, that's what you do. Not that you'll claim. Is that what the...
It was never meant to be my kids. It's just saying g'day to people in the community.
That is weird. It looks like you're stealing a child from the beach. That's what it looks like.
Anyway.
Okay. Go for a surf.
Anyway.
Yes.
We have received some information. People are worried.
Mm.
I love it when you two gang up against me.
We're not ganging up.
No,
this is us concerned.
Okay. We're being supportive here.
Oh.
Apparently, the artwork was deemed not arty enough, and someone has added something to your billboard.
Someone has defaced your face
on
a billboard. Now,
we haven't seen it.
We don't know in what fashion, and we don't know which one or where, because there's a few of them, right? There's a couple of spots that pop up. Your head. So one of them apparently has some sort of graffiti on it.
Oh, really?
But so, we don't have the information, and the person that sent us the message is not getting back to us anymore. So if anyone is out there, can you please tell us where the billboard is and what it's got on it so that we can possibly remedy it?
If you are the artist yourself, you can remain anonymous. But okay, so if you've been driving around Ocean Grove and you've seen the Oak Dean billboards and you've seen Lingy with some graffiti on his face, please call us.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Lingy, we received some concerning information, didn't we, Tom?
Famously, you have billboards plastered around Ocean Grove, Oak Dean style, with your second secret family that is not so secret.
Are there
not
any other so places secret. That you're on billboards?
We're on a bus, aren't we?
Yeah, we're on a bus. Yeah. Oh, well, that is a good point.
We're on the billboard here.
Yes.
On the corner of Mirrabool and Mallop.
Can we get to the bottom of it? Because I'm actually concerned when you say it was defaced, because I don't want to give anyone ideas about chasing our bus around. Like, don't deface other pitches around Geelong.
Why would you say that? So why would you even put that out there?
Can we get to the bottom of what they've done to this billboard?
You're acting like a real Pope's eye.
So, bloody snorkel. So it's we've received anonymous information essentially, and now we can't get any further info from this source saying that one of the billboards somewhere in Ocean Grove has been defaced specifically around your face, Lingy.
It's never going to be good.
But we don't know where and we don't know what.
Exactly. So we've put the call out, and Ava from Ocean Grove has given us a call. Ava, have you seen this billboard?
Oh, hello, this is Ava's dad, Rich. Ava's a little bit embarrassed to talk about this on the...
Sorry, Ava's dad.
Hey, Rich. What have
How
you said?
Guys? How are you, Lingy?
Very well, thank you. Well,
let's just say the promotions for Magic Mike looks as though you're auditioning for that, Lingy, with a picture of an appendage on your face, mate.
No!
So in terms of sort of my pencil case in year nine, is that the kind of graffiti that you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very graphic, yeah.
Can I ask a follow-up question before we get the photo? Is it sometimes you might do like, okay, we're going to draw a circle, and then we're gonna draw a cylindrical shape and then a circle. But other times you can add finer details. How graphic are we talking?
Just a simple stencil. Looks like a baby's arm holding an apple.
Okay. Is it going towards the face or away from the face?
Sort of starts from the ear towards the mouth. Yeah.
Oh, so it looks like you've fallen asleep at a party. That's the vibe they're going for.
Which billboard, Rich?
Yeah.
It's the one down the bottom of Empress Boulevard towards the Oval.
Oh, no.
Right.
Good spot.
Oh, is that your favourite billboard,
prime
is it?
Real estate?
Oh, it's quite obvious then. It's not hidden away.
It's very aggressive, is it?
It is.
You may or may not see me a little later today, Rich, with a little bucket and soapy water and a sponge, getting rid of that.
No worries. Yeah, I suggest you do that, Lingy.
Okay. If you send that through to us, that would be great. And then we're going to get Neighbourhood Watch. Who did it?
Yeah.
Who did it?
We will do something about it, but get that man a prize. Thank you very much for giving a score, Rich. And Ava, don't ever be shy. Give us a call. We'll chat about anything, but we'll sort you out with a prize. Excellent. And if so, where is it again, Lingy?
Empress Boulevard, Oakdale Estate there in Ocean Grove. I know exactly which one he's talking about.
Yeah.
We've got to clean that off. Can we get it?
We'll do something about it, but certainly if you want to see it before something we get rid of it or whatever, get down there today.
Jess from the drive show just texted in and said, why don't we do like a Mr. Squiggle thing where someone can turn it into something nicer? Maybe a nice flower.
Beautiful idea. Yeah. Thank you, Jess.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast. Thanks for that. And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.